Chapter 15, Section 3, on page 317. Cultures and Lifestyles. For more than 70 years that the Soviets were in power, they tried to convince the peoples of Russia and the Eurasian republics to abandon their religious beliefs. They made Russian the language of all the schools and worked to glorify communism. They influenced everything from the holidays celebrated to the quality of life. Now everything is different. Religion. The Soviets thought that the peoples of the republics should be atheists, or non-believers, and closed down or destroyed many houses of worship. In 1988, when Mikhail Gorbachev allowed more religious freedom, people of all ages flocked to religious services. The religious revival has continued in the post-communist era. Christianity. Many people who practice the religion in Russia and the Eurasian republics practice some form of Christianity. Although some Christians are Protestant or Roman Catholic, most belong to the Eastern Orthodox Church, which is made up of separate self-governing churches. Most Russians, for example, are members of the Russian Orthodox Church, and most Ukrainians belong to the Ukrainian Orthodox Church. A cornerstone of both is the use of icons, or intricate religious images, many of which are hundreds of years old. Turn the page to 318. Two other republics, Georgia and Armenia, have a strong national churches whose membership grew even under Soviet rule. The center of the Georgian Orthodoxy is Sveti Sivholi, the Pillar of Life Church in Mechheta, still in use today. Most Armenians, both in Armenia and in neighboring Azerbaijan, belong to the Armenian Apostolic Church. Although its rites are similar to Eastern Orthodox rites, the Armenian Church was founded in the 300s, like Eastern Orthodox. Although its rites are similar to Eastern Orthodox rites, the Armenian Church was founded in the 300s. Like Eastern Orthodox churches, it has a leader called a patriarch. The patriarch lives in a monastery not far from the Armenian capital of Yerevan. Islam. Islam has the second largest number of followers in the region. Most Muslims live in the Central Asian republics of Tajikistan, Uzbekistan, Turkmenistan, and Kyrgyzstan. Together, the republics of the region have a Muslim population of about 60 million. Most Kazakhs and Azeris are also Muslims. So are most people of the area of Ukraine called the Crimea. Most Muslims in Russia and the Eurasian republics belong to a sect of Islam known as Sunni, the same sect as those of Saudi Arabia, Turkey, and Afghanistan. An exception is the Azeris. They are Shiite, the same sect as the Muslims of Iran. Judaism. Over many centuries, the Jews in the region suffered from prejudice and discrimination. In Tsarist Russia, Jews were allowed to settle only certain areas, and they were often the target of organized persecution and massacres known as pogroms. This persecution continued under the Soviets and became particularly brutal when the invading Nazis shipped hundreds of thousands of Jews to death camps. In recent years, large numbers of Jews have been emigrating, often to Israel or the United States. Some, however, have fought hard to keep their religious and cultural identity and want to stay where they are. Education. The region's literacy rate is extremely high. The high rate is largely the result of the former Soviet ruler's emphasis on free education from grade school through college and the requirement that all children go to school for at least 10 years. The Soviet legacy. After independence, the republics faced some education-related problems that they have been working to resolve. Most textbooks, for example, must be replaced because they are outdated and were written from the Soviet communist point of view. Some of the schools need repairs. Others do not have plumbing or running water. Many are short of supplies, especially modern equipment like computers. As under the Soviets, there are several different kinds of schools students can attend. Vocational schools teach skills such as plumbing or carpentry. Technical schools prepare students for jobs in areas like medicine or teaching. And some schools offer courses in farming or language skills. Which kind of high school a student goes to depends on how well he or she does on a national exam that every student must take at the end of ninth grade. Local and regional needs. Since becoming independent, most of the republics have been making changes that reflect their own local and regional needs. Ukraine, for example, revised the courses taught and made Ukrainian, instead of Russian, the language of the classroom. Children now start school when they are 6 years old and cannot quit until they have finished the ninth grade. High school graduates may go on to a vocational school, an institute, or a university. Moldova, where most of the people are of Romanian heritage, has taken steps to reverse Soviet efforts to stifle Romanian culture. The Soviets, for example, did not allow Romanian language to be used in the schools and gave Russian and Ukrainian students in Moldova first choice of institutions of higher education. Now, Romanian is the language of the schools, and the Moldovan educational system has close ties with the Romanian one. Armenia's leaders have been reforming their educational system. In Armenia, most children start school when they are 6 years old. The government has opened many elementary schools, but there is still a shortage of high schools. Students do not have to pay for their university education, but there is not enough space for every student. Only those who pass difficult exams are admitted. In Azerbaijan, where there are thousands of elementary and high schools and more than a dozen institutions of higher learning, religion has been returned to the schools. Copies of the Quran, the holy text of Islam, have been provided by some countries in Southwest Asia. Iran is even sending Islamic teachers to provide religious instruction. The arts. Russia and the Eurasian republics have a strong cultural tradition that dates back to times long past. The modern governments are attempting to encourage the arts as symbols of national pride. The Golden Years. The truly golden age of culture, a time when Russian painters, musicians, composers, and writers created works recognized and admired all over the world, was the 1800s and early 1900s. During this period, Russian painters like Ilya Repin and Isaac Levitan used their talents not only to portray historical and contemporary scenes, but also the beauty of the Russian countryside. In the early 1900s, Kazimir Malevich, Wassily Kandinsky, and other artists contributed to the rise of modern art. Meanwhile, Russian composers produced outstanding musical works. Turn the page to 320. Peter Tchaikovsky composed the dramatic 1812 overture, the light and playful Nutcracker Suite, and the romantic Swan Lake and Sleeping Beauty. Nikolai Rimsky-Korsakov wrote many of his symphonies and ballets, and Modest Mussorgsky composed the opera Boris Godunov. Above all, this age was an age of great Russian and Ukrainian writers who rank among the best in history of world literature. Leo Tolstoy, Fyodor Dostoevsky, Anton Chekhov, Ivan Turgenev, Alexander Pushkin, Nikolai Gogol, Maxim Gorky. Most wrote about the society, politics, and events of their times, mirroring both the extravagant life led by the rich and the sufferings of the poor. Contemporary times. The people kept their passion for culture in Soviet times, and artists in all kinds continued to contribute. The Soviet government, however, severely limited artistic freedom. The government believed that a work of art had to agree with and praise everything Soviet and ignore any Soviet faults. Writers, painters, and other artists who did not go along with this type of art, known as socialist realism, were punished in a number of ways. Alexander Solzhenitsyn, for example, was forced to leave the country because his books criticized the government. When the Soviet Union ceased to exist, so did most of the restrictions on artists. Now, artists in Russia and the Eurasian republics have freedom to be artistic, to freely express, exhibit, and publish their ideas and beliefs. Next page. Life and leisure. During Soviet rule, the people of the region knew with some certainty that they could not, that what they could and could not do, and what to expect or not expect. Whether they lived in the city or the countryside, lifestyle was controlled by the Soviet government. Way of life. Under the new regimes, many people in the rural areas still cling to traditional ways. Uzbeks, for example, use the same farming methods that their ancestors used hundreds of years ago. In the cities, most people live in high-rise apartments, often under crowded conditions. Even though the Soviets built huge numbers of new apartments over the years, there still are not enough to go around, especially in the large cities. Leisure time activities. The people of Russia and the Eurasian republics enjoy many different activities during their free time, from watching television to playing chess in the park to going to a concert, a lecture, a seminar, the theater, or a movie. Almost everyone enjoys reading, especially now that they can buy books, magazines, and newspapers that the Soviets once banned. Many people enjoy outdoor activities such as skiing, ice skating, hiking, camping, mountain climbing, and hunting. They also relish sports like soccer, ice hockey, and tennis. Holidays and celebrations. In most republics, families and friends enjoy celebrating holidays and other special occasions. During these festivities, they enjoy generous amounts of food and drink. Holidays and celebrations are characterized by the blending of old folk practices with newer traditions. Most ethnic groups have their own traditional dances, costumes, and folk music, which are a part of the festivities. On May 1st, May Day, when many nations traditionally celebrate the arrival of spring, people in the former Soviet Union celebrated the communists and their achievements. Since independence, though, fireworks are set off and people celebrate both the worker and the arrival of spring. End of section 3.